Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Girl. Interrupted by Susanna Kazin is a 1993 memoir about the author's confinement at McLean Hospital, a private psychiatric institution in Massachusetts. After she was admitted as an 18-year-old in 1967, written in a fragmented, reflective style, the book combines remembered scenes, portraits of other patients, institutional documents, and later analysis of psychiatric diagnosis. Its central subject is not only mental illness, but the way mental illness is named, managed, and socially interpreted, especially when attached to young women who resist expected roles. Kazin revisits her diagnosis of borderline personality disorder with skepticism and curiosity, asking how much of her crisis belonged to illness, adolescence, gender expectations, or the psychiatric culture of the time. The memoir is brief but dense, using dark humor and precise observation rather than sentimental confession. Its purpose is to unsettle simple divisions between sane and insane, patient and authority, treatment and containment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fragmented memoir form mirrors an interrupted sense of self, girl. Interrupted does not follow a smooth chronological arc from breakdown to cure. Its chapters are short, discontinuous, and often organized around a memory, a person, a hospital rule, or a copied medical record. This structure matters because it reproduces the experience the book examines. Kazin presents identity as something assembled from partial evidence, rather than revealed through one stable confession. The reader moves between the young woman inside McLean and the older writer analyzing what happened, which creates a double perspective. She can remember the ward with immediacy, while also questioning how memory, diagnosis, and institutional paperwork shape the story. The inclusion of clinical documents is especially important. They appear authoritative, yet Kazin places them beside personal observation, making their gaps and assumptions visible. The memoir, therefore, becomes an argument about narrative control. A psychiatric file can label behavior, but it cannot fully explain the interior life behind that behavior. By refusing a conventional recovery plot, Kazin makes form serve meaning. The interrupted structure conveys a life paused by hospitalization, but also a later effort to reclaim that pause as a subject of analysis. Secondly, the diagnosis of borderline personality disorder is treated as both explanation and problem. Kazin was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, and the memoir repeatedly returns to the meaning of that label. Rather than simply accepting or rejecting it, she examines how diagnosis can clarify some experiences, while also reducing a person to a category. The term borderline is especially unstable in the book because it suggests a position between conditions, between health and illness, or between compliance and rebellion. Kazin is interested in the social force of such a diagnosis. Once attached to her, it helps justify confinement, treatment decisions, and interpretations of ordinary behavior. Feelings that might be read as despair, alienation, or youthful confusion become clinical symptoms. At the same time, the memoir does not deny that she was in serious distress. Its strength lies in holding both truths together. Kazin needed help, yet the language used to define her could be imprecise and culturally loaded. The book asks readers to consider diagnosis as a tool rather than a final truth. It can organize suffering and guide care, but it can also obscure the complexity of a life, especially when the diagnosed person has little power to contest the official account. Thirdly, McLean Hospital appears as sanctuary, prison, and social microcosm. The McLean Hospital ward in Girl, Interrupted is not portrayed in a single moral category. It offers protection from outside pressures, routine care, and a community of patients who understand forms of distress that ordinary society often refuses to see. Yet it is also a place of surveillance, locked doors, medication, rules, and dependence on staff authority. This tension gives the memoir much of its complexity. Kazin does not present institutionalization only as cruelty, but she shows how confinement can blur care and control. The patients live in a world where small privileges carry large meaning because autonomy has been narrowed. Staff members can be compassionate, brusque, perceptive, or limited, and the institution itself often seems more concerned with management than transformation. The ward also functions as a microcosm of late 1960s America. Outside, social norms are shifting. Inside, young women are classified, contained, and watched. The hospital is separated from the world, but not free from its assumptions. By describing daily rituals and patient interactions, Kazin shows how psychiatric institutions create their own culture, language, hierarchy, and logic of survival. Fourthly, the memoir links mental illness to the pressures placed on complicated young women, a major force in Girl. Interrupted is its attention to gender and adolescence. Kazin enters McLean at 18, an age when identity, sexuality, work, family expectation, and independence are all unsettled. The memoir suggests that some forms of female nonconformity were easily medicalized in the period it describes. refusal, ambivalence, anger, sexual autonomy, passivity, and despair could be interpreted through psychiatric categories rather than social context. This does not mean the book treats mental illness as merely a social invention. Instead, it asks why certain kinds of distress are recognized in some people as pathology and in others as personality, rebellion, or temporary crisis. The title, drawn from Vermeer's Girl Interrupted at Her Music, reinforces the idea of development stopped midstream. Kazin presents her youth as interrupted not only by illness but by a system that translated her uncertainty into a clinical identity. Her portraits of other patients deepen this theme. The girls on the ward are not symbols of one condition, they are individuals whose pain has distinct forms. Through them, the memoir considers how society responds when young women become difficult to categorize or control. Lastly, recovery is presented as ambiguous rather than a simple triumph girl. Interrupted resists the familiar memoir pattern in which suffering leads neatly to insight and permanent resolution. Kazin eventually leaves McLean, but the book is less interested in declaring her cured than in examining what recovery can mean after institutionalization. The question is not only whether symptoms disappear, but whether a person can reenter ordinary life after being officially separated from it. The memoir shows that discharge does not erase the experience of confinement or the authority of the diagnosis. Kazin continues to think about what was done to her, what she did to herself, and what the record says about both. This ambiguity is one reason the book remains influential. It does not romanticize mental illness, but it also avoids presenting normal life as an uncomplicated destination. Recovery appears as partial reintegration, revised self-understanding, and the ability to live beyond a label without pretending the label never mattered. The memoir, therefore, has intellectual value beyond personal testimony. It challenges readers to distinguish between treatment success, institutional convenience, social conformity, and genuine well-being. Its unresolved quality is not a weakness, but part of its honesty. In conclusion, Girl Interrupted is best suited for readers interested in literary memoir, mental health history, women in psychiatry, and first-person accounts of institutional life. It is not a clinical guide to borderline personality disorder and should not be read as a universal model of psychiatric treatment. Its value lies elsewhere. Kazin offers a compact, sharply observed account of how diagnosis, confinement, memory, and gender expectations interact in one life at one historical moment. Readers gain an intellectual benefit from seeing how psychiatric language can both illuminate and distort distress. They also gain a practical form of empathy, not through sentimental identification, but through close attention to the ordinary routines, dependencies, and relationships inside a psychiatric ward. Compared with many mental health memoirs, the book stands out for its brevity, fragmented structure, dark humor, and refusal of a clean redemption arc. It is more analytical than confessional, and more skeptical than therapeutic. Its distinctiveness comes from the way Kazin places personal memory beside institutional records, making the reader judge the distance between official diagnosis and lived experience. For readers of works such as The Bell Jar or other accounts of female psychological crisis, Girl Interrupted remains important, because it turns a private hospitalization into a precise inquiry into sanity, authority, and the social meaning of being labeled ill. If you would like to support Susanna Kazin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.